All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, April 26th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a three-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a 13-game MLB main slate, and then we have a four-game NHL main slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in tomorrow morning to get your questions answered. Whew, all right. With that said, going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here. And we are going to jump into questions. Looks like we have a handful of questions that came in here in the Office Hours channel. So we will work through these first. But if you have a question, now is always a good time to get that in the queue. All right. First question here from Zoo York. When testing past slates through contest sims, is it running the actual slate or pre-lock? Good question. If you're ever going to go back and do any type of back testing, like, you know, say I'm going to go back to yesterday's NBA slate and then I want to, you know, use some contest sims or something like that. It's very important to go into your settings, go down to your contest sim settings, open up the contest sim and turn off use live sims if available and use live field lineups if available. If you do this, it's going to be basically using the actual scores and you'll just get like ridiculously good lineups every single time you run it. You'll get like the best scoring lineups up at the top. So turn off these toggles if you're going to go back to any past slate and do some back testing. All right, next question here from Dala. Question says, is there a filter you can use that shows only the locked players like you could on the previous version of SaberSim? Interesting. I didn't know you could do that. Okay. Actually, so locked players means two different things to me. Like, let's say the slate started for tonight, right? Let's go back to tonight's NBA slate. So locked to me means that, hey, you know, show me when, like in late swap, where the Milwaukee and the Pacer players have already started. And then while I'm like in a late swap. So if you're in a late swap build here, like if this slate is active and I have a late swap window open and this game has already started, those players will be grayed out and you will not be able to edit the projection or the ownership or the minimax exposure. So that is one version of locked. The other version is where you say like, hey, you know, I'm locking these guys by clicking the lock icon. You know, how can I see who I have locked? There isn't a column for that, but essentially what locking does is it just puts a 100% minimum exposure to the players. So what I would do is if you wanted to just look at your locked players, would be to go to the minimum exposure and basically sort by that column, because 100 values are going to move to the top. So if you are trying to look at your locked players, I would just sort by minimum exposure and it will have the same effect. All right. Two questions here from Monarch. Number one, how accurate are the projections for MLB relievers in Showdown? What I mean is the app doing a good job of projecting which relievers are most likely to appear in the game based on how rested they are, etc. Okay, so first question here asking about relievers. You know, we do a fairly good job here with relievers. I think that as far as who pitched yesterday, you know, the builder does not have a good handle on that. So what the builder does well is it understands, hey, you know, this guy is the closer. This guy is like coming, is like the setup man. You know, this guy, these group of players are more likely to come in like the sixth and the seventh inning. So all of that gets taken into account. Well, as far as like bullpen, I guess you could call it like depth chart. And as far as like, hey, if they're winning, you know, the closer is more likely to come in, but if they're losing, like these other pitchers are more likely to stay in the game. So like all of that part of the sim, it works really well. But what I would do here is I think that, you know, there is some value to be added by looking at who has pitched recently and trying to determine whether or not that player is available or not. So, you could probably find it online. You know, there used to be a website that did it that got decommissioned. It was like bullpenusage.com or something like that. That site got discontinued last season. I'm not sure where you could find it. Probably a Google search will help you. But if you come in here and you want to go like look at San Francisco and you only want to look at their pitchers, and then it's like, okay, Kyle Harrison is starting, and then we are projecting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's about 8 pitchers here who like have a chance of getting in the game. And then I could even just look at what their pitch total is here. Right. So I think that in Showdown, you could probably spend a little time here. Like, okay. Which ones are most likely to get in the game and which ones are least likely to get in the game. And then you go in and you're like, okay, Camilo Doval pitched the last 2 days. He's probably going to be unavailable. And I think that if anybody were to pitch, it would be Luke Jackson. Well, then I would come in here and basically move Doval's projection to Jackson, making it more likely that Jackson gets in your lineups. And then two, you know, you're basically taking the distribution of pitches that SaberSim has already designated and just shifting them around as opposed to just randomly inflating projections. So like, you know, okay, I want to take, you know, Ryan Walker's 3.36 points and I want to disperse it among this group of pitchers that I think are more likely to get into the game. And then you can, you know, kind of divvy that up any way you like. So those are my thoughts there. Second question was, is SaberSim going to offer a pick six complement? This edge game appears to really favor users with access to sim-based outcomes. Right now, we are like solely focused on our DFS product. We've dabbled in sports betting in the past here, and we've just, for the moment, decided that our team's best focus and use is focusing on all things DFS. So I don't think that we're going to be doing anything like pick six related in the immediate future here, but there's nothing that says that we can't jump back into it down the road. All right. A couple questions here from Absolute Zero. How do the Sims incorporate ownership and what are good ways to get contrarian? For example, if I want to load up on a low owned pitcher, should I change the projection, minimum exposure, or something else? Okay. So the way that this works, and we'll go over to baseball for today. MLB. All right. So just to be clear, in the lineup building process, ownership is not being taken into account. We are taking into account correlation, and we are taking into account sim diversity. Now, once the lineups are built, the lineups go into your pool. The lineups get graded by SaberScore, which takes into account ownership, or you can use the contest sims, which take into account ownership. So ownership is being taken into account after the lineups are created, just to be clear. Now, if you want to, you know, like you said, get to a lot of a low owned pitcher, well, in my opinion, the easiest way to do something like that, especially if you know you want to do that, is to just set a minimum exposure to the pitcher. So you can either run your build, wait for the lineups to load, and then come in after the fact and, like, you know, say I go to my pitchers and I go to my exposure. And, you know, maybe there's a pitcher with a low ownership that I think is going to do good. Maybe like Patrick Sandoval, right? So I come in here and I set a minimum exposure to him. Maybe I want him in 50% of my 20 lineups, right? So this would be the easiest way to get exposure to him. Now, let's say that, you know, you're not playing 20 lineups, you're playing 150. And when I set that 50 minimum exposure, that's 75 lineups, and I only have 49 lineups in my set here that have him. Well, what I would do in that case is set, continue setting all the minimum max exposures you want, and then just it will take that minimum exposure into account as soon as you kick off this new set of lineups. So across your entire pool, half 50% of your pool is going to have Patrick Sandoval, as well as 50% of your 150 lineups that you're viewing. So that will get taken into account twofold there. All right. Next question. I think there's a way to review another player's entries in Flashback. Is that right? I keep seeing Dark Knight in the 50 cent minimax. I'm curious what lineups they're putting out there. Yeah, absolutely. So you can do this, you know, across the board, right? So if I go back to yesterday and I go back to the main slate, and let's go find Dark Knight. So let's go to contests, go to all contests, and we said the 50 cent minimax here. So 50 cent minimax. Going to pull up this contest. All right. So in order to find a user's lineups, you go to players tab, you open that up, and then you go over to users, and then you could just right click on username and you could search for somebody. So I could say Dark, and it'll pull up everybody that's Dark Knight. So Dark Knight right here, I could come in and I could review their lineups by clicking the plus icon, right? So by clicking the plus icon, it's going to single out their 150 lineups. It looks like their highest lineup was 96th here. And then I can go and see, hey, what kind of stacks did they use? What teams did they stack? You know, what do their player exposures look like? And I think that this is a great way to research, right? If you're seeing players at the top of your contest, one thing that I always suggest doing is coming into a contest that you're playing and looking at the people that maxed it out and seeing what the highest sim ROI lineups are, right? And then going and looking at the top players. You could take this a step further and go and even look at contests that you're not playing, because, you know, go and look at the biggest contest of the night, because these are going to be, you know, some of the best players in the lobby maxing these out every night, like the $15 150 max. You know, not everyone has the funds, the bankroll really, to max out this contest every day. But the people that do, well, those are probably long-term winning players, and you want to go and study them, especially if they're grading out well sim ROI-wise. So I think that's a great use of your time. All right, jumping over to the YouTube chat, question from Marcus. I've noticed my MLB 99th percent profit doesn't seem to stack up great with the competition. Any advice on how I should be thinking about improving here? Good question. You know, there are a couple different ways to think about it. And what I would recommend, let's go back to today. So 99% profit is like, you know, your top 1% outcomes in the Sims, right? So if that's low, then that means that, you know, maybe you're getting into the top 1%, but you're not getting like to the top 0.1%. You're not winning those contests, right? So that gives me a couple different things that, to think of. Number one, if you're trying to build lineups with higher upside, I think cranking sim diversity up to 9 is always a really good thing. In baseball, you can increase correlation, but you can't do that in all sports. So like if you try and go and do that in NBA, might have like a poor impact on your lineup. So be careful with that. You can mess around with sorting metrics too, right? If you are the large slate 50K plus entries Saber score, which is going to be a little more aggressive, right? If you pull up these formulas, you're going to see for the 10 to 50K entries, some projection is 0.3 weight, 99th percentile is 0.7 weight, and then average adjusted ownership is negative 0.6. And then if I go and pull up the 50K, the sum projection is now 0.2 weight, the 99th percentile is 0.8, and then the average adjusted ownership is negative 0.7. So basically what's happening here is the bigger the contest, the more we are weighting 99th percentile, and the more we are fading ownership and the less we care about average projection. So you could, you know, mess around with your Saber scores. If you're using the contest sims, you know, you could even try switching from risk adjusted ROI to regular ROI and just say, hey, I want to just play the highest ROI lineups regardless and eat some of that risk and just assume more of it in the sake of achieving higher upside. So there's a couple different options for you there. I would dabble with those to start. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in both the YouTube chat and the Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.